Verulam Sports.
Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sports Podcasting with your host, Tony Rice. And I tell you what, I've been for a long time encouraging everybody to check out the amazing work that Amanda Yaroff does on the Environmental Matters team. And I know she's playing a big part in banging the drum for SustFest coming up very soon, May the 23rd through to Sunday, June the 6th. And I'm personally delighted today to speak with Andrew Rice, Club Secretary for the fantastic Verulam Cycle Club, who are also playing a big role across that SunFest. Andrew, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much, Tony.
Hey, fantastic. Well, excited to learn all about our Sustainability Festival 2021 at Clarence Park, coming up real soon, May the 23rd through to Sunday the 6th of June. I believe you guys there at Verulam Cycle Club have four events for us to enjoy. Tell us more.
Indeed we do. We've got four events. The aim of all of them is to encourage participation in cycling. I think COVID lockdown has seen a lot of people take to their bike, and we'd like to help and support them continue that new pastime as lockdown lifts. There are a number of barriers to cycling, perceptual barriers, cultural barriers, and with the roads around here, the basic fear of cycling with the traffic. So we're looking to provide some background information to help people to keep going in sport. So we'll start with a Zoom panel discussion.
Nice.
Where some of the women's secretary and a few of the other women from the club will host a discussion to say how they got started in cycling, what made them start, what ticked them over, how did they then get involved in club cycling. But we know,
I think that is so important because I guess to a lot of people, like you say, there are inevitable barriers to everything, but of course here particular to cycling. And I suppose if you're a young woman seeing another woman talk directly about their experiences, then that's only going to inspire and maybe just chip away at those psychological barriers that so many hold.
Indeed. And, you know, and we understand from talking to our women members, you know, women see their bike differently. For most men, the bike is a toy. It's a shiny new toy. It's something to play with, adjust, play, make changes, buy nice shiny bits. It's something. It's a toy to them. But for a lot of women, it's a mechanical thing that they don't understand, haven't necessarily grown up with. Like a lot of men grow up with bikes, women are possibly coming to it as a sport rather than something they had in their youth. Then there's also the riding skills. If they didn't ride a bike when they're younger, how do you learn to ride a bike, be confident riding a bike? And then finally, there's the one that puts most people off, certainly around this area where it's very busy, is the fear of traffic on the roads.
Sure.
So there's those are perceptions based in reality, it has to be said, but how can we support, develop the confidence to overcome these and get out there and keep cycling? Because, you know, it's good for you.
Absolutely. And not only just good for you, on theme, on point of sustainability. I know we're all obviously considering that a little bit more these days. I think that's one of the positive results of this pandemic period. And ultimately, wherever it's getting on your car to work, or whether it's a train or whatever it might be, at the end of the day, that is fumes into the air of our world, isn't it? Whereas the bike negates that, doesn't it?
Yep, there's a lot of advantages. Yeah, cycling with the kids to school, save taking the car to school, leisure activity where you're not going out, you cycle somewhere. You know, it wouldn't be that difficult for people to cycle around to Verulam Park for afternoon in the park rather than getting in the car and driving around. Once you break the barriers down and get into the habit such that getting on the bike is not a big deal, then there's a lot of things you can, a lot of activities you can replace with the bike, which is better for the environment.
Well, talking SustFest, and obviously there, that sounds a fascinating and inspiring Zoom conference that you've got ready for us all to enjoy. What else? I mean, there was at least three other events, I think.
Yeah, so that's how and why you should start cycling. We'll follow that up with a basic presentation on getting on your bike safely. So you're looking at what makes the bike safe. So there'll be a very basic introduction around the ABC of the three key things you have to check before you get on your bike. And then we'll go into a little more detail about the cleaning and inspection of your bike to make sure that it's keeping in good order. Mm. Not how to deal with issues, but how to recognize them so you can take them down the bike shop and have them dealt with before you start.
I guess the same vein that prevention is better than a cure.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, better not to get a puncture than knowing how to deal with one. And then there's several other bits and pieces. And if your bike is running well, then you're more inclined to get on your bike and use it. If it's hard to pedal because it's not very well maintained, then, you know, perhaps I'll not bother taking the bike. That will be followed up with our club coach giving some hints and tips on how to get cycling fit. It is common for everybody to start something new and yes. overdo the first time they do it. The body reacts badly and they say, not so sure I'm going to do that again. Whereas if you can do some stretching and some simple exercises to build up and some tips on how to grow your riding, then you can go a long way. One of our club members is the first woman to complete the Race Across America.
Wow.
That's a 3,000-mile...
Just repeat that to me, because my geography isn't my strongest suit, but I'm a big fan of American football. And accordingly, I can literally picture the USA, and that is a vast amount of land space, isn't it?
Yeah. So you start on the West Coast and you cycle to the East Coast nonstop. So she did it in just about 12 and a half days. And she started by saying that she found she didn't like running, so she started on a 2 or 3 miles down to the shops. And she will talk about 3 miles to 3,000 miles. So once you start, there's a long way you can go, but you've got to start.
But also, I would say this, I just think that is so inspirational. That's kind of blown my fragile little mind, Andrew, quite frankly, but respect to that woman. You needn't necessarily go to that level, though, either, needn't you? You could just, again, become a little bit of a participant, find that it's a nice culture and a nice community, I suppose. I think it's good to know where one can get to, but it's also good to appreciate that if that end result isn't quite your end result, don't worry, there's plenty options available.
Exactly, and I like to think that cycling is a spectrum. You can go from down to the shops, round to the school, whatever, through to 3,000-mile endurance events. There is somewhere on that spectrum for you. And you can move up that spectrum, you can move back down that spectrum. Mm-hmm. But what you have got to do is get started. And we need to... And the SusFest is about getting people started so they can do more cycling, use the car less, good for their mental health, good for their physical health. And if they can then do it with their children and bring children along, that adds to a longer-term benefit.
Well, then, I'm sensing nothing but win-win-win here. Goodness me.
Well, we'd like to think so, yeah. And then finally, to put all those bits into place, we have our women's secretary and some of the other women will supervise and lead a novice's bike ride for women to get them started, show them that you don't have to be worried about the traffic. There are ways to dealing with it and things like that. So we'd like to think the program will go all the way through from why you should do it through to how you can start, how you can ensure the bike safe, and how to be safe on the road. And hopefully that will benefit win-win, as you were saying, for the environment and the people.
Well, I'll tell you what, Andrew, it sounds to me like this is a very well-considered program that you're making available to us throughout SusFest. SusFest 2021 gets underway May the 23rd, running through to Sunday the 6th of June. But more generally speaking, I'm just intrigued to learn just a touch more about Verulam Cycle Club. Incredibly well established, indeed borderline historic, with over 400 members. And that ranges from, I guess, club riders through to very competitive races, a la that inspiring woman who circumnavigated the states on her bike. Just give us a bit more insight into what we can expect if you wanted to learn more about your great club.
Well, the club spans our youth activities where we take youngsters onto the green space at the Marlborough Pavilion where they ride around the fields in the winter in the mud and generally get dirty and have a fun time. Mm-hmm. In the summer, we take them over to Gosling to ride on the track over there and develop their skills. And as they develop their skills, then we move them into going out on Sunday morning club rides with a youth leader. And those that are even more competent can move up into the adult groups and go out with them. And in fact, some of our youngsters are a bit of a problem in as much as they're much faster than the people trying to supervise them.
Surely not.
Yeah, they've got age and fitness on their side. And then we have the main group of the club activity, which is the club runs, which generally happen on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. And we have speed groups going out from 13 miles an hour through to 20 miles an hour plus. So, yes, the faster guys can really burn your legs off and go far. But the slower speed groups are very social. They have a nice group together, have a good chat. Coffee and cake is always taken halfway through. So you can be a social rider through to a competitive race rider within the auspices of the club. And then we sponsor, tacked onto the club, is our race team, where we have youth and adult and veteran race teams competing with the help of some sponsorship from Really Moving and others. And in fact, just this last year, we've had one of our youth move on to a pro youth development team with a view, perhaps with any luck, to becoming a pro racer.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wish that young individual all the very best with that. Yeah. Because it's, again, an illustration that once you endeavour something, if you do find that it ticks with you, that you thoroughly enjoy it, if you're willing to listen to the experienced heads who will guide you, then who knows what you could develop into.
Exactly. It can be a lifelong activity or it can be professional sport. But, you know, as in all things, you've got to dip that toe in the water and get started and see where it
takes
you.
I would encourage everybody listening to do precisely that, by the way. Moving on, though, again, you know, because I value also that kind of community element. And I think it sounds most charming indeed to stop off for a bit of a cup of tea. And it's, you know, it's quintessentially English, though. I love that. But you also are incredibly active, you know, involving things such as the Well in Track League, LITEP UK, Verulam Reliability Ride, and a myriad of others. So, yeah, just give us an idea, once this is something that you have engaged with, of all the various activities that you are proactive in providing for your members.
Well, I think the one that's most visible to the public would be the Fate de Velo that we do in collaboration with the Bike Loft and Redbourne Parish Council and Active in Redbourne, where we put on racing around the circuit, the road that circuits the Common in Redbourne, and that has racing for youths through to veterans. And that is quite a spectacle for people to watch when people see, you know, 20 riders hurtling into the bend down by the War Memorial and going round there. It's an adverse bend, you know. It's quite a spectacle to see. And then in partnership with Active Redbourne, we've had people run around, youngsters on scooters and things like that, and a little bit of a fate atmosphere in the middle of the Common with stalls and things like that. That is a fantastic, you know, afternoon out, and it really is a great deal of fun. And the racing is real. You know, people race, the adults race for racing points. So it's serious racing. And the youngsters take it quite seriously too. They're really quite competitive when you see them. That's probably our most visible one. Some events are private club events, but the reliability ride is something we're growing. COVID's obviously put a lid on that for the last year or two, but that will become part of a series run by several clubs around the locality, open to other clubs. We also run time trials out from Codicut to Hitchin on a Tuesday night. They've started again now. That's open to other club members. And there's a club 100-mile ride that we put on. We cycle out to a pub on the other end of Stansted Airport.
I got to tell you what, I would imagine that a pint of whatever is your preference of tipple after that 100 miles will go down a storm.
It does afterwards. It's not so good in the middle, though. It does tend to knock something out of the legs on the way back. So I think the club offers quite a lot, as well as the participation in stuff with the community. We also do an element of fundraising for the Hertfordshire Air Ambulance, because it might be something we need at some stage. So we like to put something out back to that. So, yes, we're a club based locally. We do some elements, participation within cycling, some with the public, and racing. The ETAP UK you mentioned is a 108-mile sportif around the Chilterns. That's where we've partnered with ASO, the same company that runs the Tour de France.
Wonderful.
And so it's linked into that. Last time it ran, we had a couple of the Ineos team riders do the event.
My word.
And so
I'm just checking. I said my word there as if I know what I'm talking about. I must confess, I'm not a massive cycling fan. Am I correct in saying that that is the evolved version of what was once the very successful Sky team?
It is indeed, yes. Yeah, so they rode round, and basically we provide the support at all the feed stations and hand out the food and bits and pieces like that. And the recompense for that is then ploughed back into the youth development to fund that and keep things going. So, and we're now currently working with several other stakeholders to redevelop the Marlborough Pavilion to create that as a cycle hub. That's just going through planning at the moment and tender. And hopefully there'll be a cycle shop there, repairs, and a cafe based there.
Well, I tell you, Andrew, I wish you well with that process. And it sounds to me that this is a really seriously well-organized entity here at Verulam Cycle Club that we are honored to consider one of our most historic sporting institutions in St. Albans. Very briefly, before we cycle back, to provide you an opportunity to provide your website, because I'm sure listeners are keen to get involved. You mentioned there the Ineos team. I'm just curious, because I'm fascinated by the culture of the relationship between the elite and the grassroots. Because I guess previously, I remember maybe Chris Boardman and kind of his, you know, invented bike. But after which, you know, there was not much of a culture of cycling here in the UK, at least in the kind of the mainstream zeitgeist. But then recently, inspired by that Brailsford Sky team, and of course we've had Wiggins and Froome in the Tour de France, it's growing, isn't it? It really is growing. Have you noticed that ripple down at the grassroots in your experiences at Verulam Cycle Club?
Yes, very much so. It's called the Wiggins effect from 2012 afterwards.
I love that. Has everybody got the sideburns going on?
Well, not everybody, no. But basically, from that 2012 Olympics, the club was a steady 120 members.
Okay.
And we've rocketed up to the 400, and we were close to 500 before COVID as well. We currently have a backlog of 80 people waiting to join. So, you know, it has become very popular. You know, some people say it's the new golf.
Well, listen, I think it's just its own entity doing great things, and that is fantastic. Andrew, I'm sure Sustainability Festival, SUSFest as we're referring to it, 2021 will be a riotous success. May the 23rd through to Sunday the 6th of June. Make sure you're engaging with that fantastic sounding program that Andrew's laid out for us tonight. And if you're curious to learn more, and I'm sure you are, where can we go to get access to all the information about Verulam Cycle Club?
Verulam Cycling Club, either Google Verulam CC or go straight to verulamcc.org.
Perfect. Remind me of that just one more time, please.
Yeah, it's verulamcc.org.
Perfect. Andrew, and indeed, I truly wish you every success with SUSFest, and I'm sure you as an entity there at Verulam Cycle Club will continue to grow and indeed thrive. It's been a sincere pleasure to enjoy your company tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the time.